But back to this ongoing crisis event in many parts of the north. Well, let's go to Coromandel, where rain and slips have closed State Highway 25 in several places between Coromandel and Whitianga and Waiomutu Tapu. It's also closed State Highway 25A, which connects the east and west coast of the peninsula. We've seen the incredible images of the damage to that road. The Thames Coromandel Mayor is Len Salt. He's with us from Thames. Good morning, Len, and thanks for your time.
Atamaria, Catherine, nice to talk to you.
First, what's happening with the rain event where you are, that heavy watches on Northland and Auckland? What's the situation where you are at the moment, Len?
Thankfully, Catherine, at the moment, the rain, I'm in Thames at the moment. The rain here has eased off a little bit. We had a pretty wild night, lots of rain, and if you look back at from 1st of January to now, we've had as much rain as we would normally get in, through to June and July. So it's put a lot of pressure on. I think, thankfully, we've managed quite well compared to some other parts of the country. And I really, our hearts go out to the folk of Auckland. We've been keeping an eye on that. And, you know, we really feel for the people that are struggling in that area. The main impacts on us, Catherine, have been on our roading networks. Typically, our roads get hammered when we have these extreme events, and the two main accesses through to the east coast and the west coast, you've got the Thames Coast Road. That is subject to slips, and at the moment, it's still closed north of about the Tapu area, Waiomu Tapu area, so the access through to Coromandel is closed. On the other side, the coast through to Waihi, Whangamata, all the way through to Matarangi and north as far as Whangapoa, that is open at the moment, but we really just ask people to watch the conditions, keep an eye, and before they travel, and just to make sure that it is safe to do so.
What is the immediate prospect for getting some of these roads at least up to one lane? Gosh, some of what we saw on State Highway 25A, that doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon.
Catherine, 25A is not a pretty picture. I think we don't have some timelines on that yet, but I think people need to prepare themselves for that's going to be a long fix. So that one is going to be out of action for a considerable period of time. What that leaves us with is a couple of options that we'll use as our primary access points, the coast road. And as I said, that is subject to slips, but our roading crews are very, very experienced. And our emergency management team, sadly, they've done this before. And it's a regular occurrence on the Coromandel that we get these events. They're pretty much, they're a well-oiled machine now. They've got the roading crews on standby. Until these events, it's safe to get out there, then they get in. They normally come from both sides. So they'll have the coast road cleared fairly quickly. And then once that access is cleared, then we can get supply vehicles through. We can get holidaymakers and workers through. The other two ones that always concern us is the what we call the 309 road, which is west coast to east coast, and the Tapu Kora Glen. And when we get these issues with the main roads being either flooded or slips, what it does is it pushes the traffic, and often it's holidaymakers at this time of year, through onto those secondary roads. The gravel roads, they're very narrow. They themselves are subject to slips. And it does cause us a great deal of concern when we've got truck and trailer units on those roads. So we've closed them until we get to a situation where we can open up the coast roads again and we can get some longer-term solutions done for those gravel access roads.
In the immediate situation, Len, what are people's alternatives? Are there some areas where they are literally likely to remain cut off? Can you just overview some of the key detours, even if they are lengthy and inconvenient?
So if you're looking at Coromandel Town South, the solutions for those, or the opening up the access of those, is likely to happen fairly soon. So we do need to keep an eye on Wednesday. There is a possibility of more weather. Right. So we do need to keep an eye on Wednesday. But at the moment, people from Coromandel South can be fairly well assured that they're going to have some solutions to get out. Coromandel North, slightly different story, and some of those slips and some of those where trees are down on the roads, a little bit more challenging. Not so many people live there, but it's those more isolated communities in the north that we've got to keep an eye on.
Lynn, I understand you've presented a roading resilience project to the Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, because, as we said, there was cyclone hail before this. There's been any number of events that just seem to be impacting, yeah, you know, really key routes that make life possible. And could you just outline something or bullet point that project you've proposed?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of key points about that. First of all, the state highways that we're working on, people travel on, have the same points that are weak spots which flood all the time. So anytime there's a weather event, places like Hikawai, Prescott's, the accesses to Pauanui, and Hotwater Beach, the same spot. So we want to look at getting something done on those. The other ones are the roads that I mentioned, the 309 and the Tapu Kora Glen. We want to look at an upgrading and sealing project for those, because those are the ones where the holiday traffic, if we've got 120,000 people here in the summer and we get the main accesses closed, the traffic going on to those roads, it just becomes untenable. So for long-term roading resilience, we want to look at getting some support to get those ones upgraded so that we've got some long-term solutions for the Coromandel Peninsula.
Yeah, Miki, thank you for your time and all the best with the work that's happening. I know so many hands to the pump everywhere at the moment. Thank you. Unfortunately, literally, I wasn't intending the pun. Thames Coromandel Mayor is Len Salt, and he is in Thames. Let's head to Northland now, which is under that heavy weather watch. And the Northland Civil Defence spokesperson is Zach Wood, who I think is in the Ruakaka. Kia ora, Zach. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
Can you update us on weather and implications, please, as things stand at the moment?
Yeah, so as things stand at the moment, it's definitely been a bit of a wet night and morning for parts across Northland. So essentially areas like Mangawhai have received just over 60 mil and areas around Helena Bay have had over 70. But currently there's just been a few reports of surface flooding, slips and trees down across roads with a handful of road closures. But the orange heavy rain warning that Met Service had put in place, as well as the severe thunderstorm watch, have been removed or expired at this point. However, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet by any means. It does still continue to rain across the region, and we could see more impacts from the rain before it clears this afternoon. But of course, once it clears this afternoon, we do have a fresh bout of heavy rain warnings coming in for Tuesday and Wednesday, as well as a strong wind watch.
The impact, I think, flooding has closed State Highway 1 between Brendewin and Waipu. Is that still the case?
Yes, so State Highway 1 around Brendewin is still closed. There are some detours in place. The main one is going through Waipu Cove Langs Way, but we are asking heavy truck and trailers or large trucks to take State Highway 12 and 14 around the other side if they can, just because that is a rather narrow road along the east coast and we don't want to have any accidents or issues across there.
And what's happening, please, at Mangamuka Gorge?
So Mangamuka Gorge is still closed currently. I haven't had any updates about anything different happening around that area, but obviously with the further heavy rain hitting it, it's not going to be good for the road.
And just other advice to people, obviously roading, as we said, the main focus there, but are there other vulnerabilities, as you've pointed out, more rain to come?
Yeah, so with this new warning, the key message remains the same that we've been saying. It's basically stay prepared, keep your household prepared, keep up to date with the latest information and weather conditions from Met Service, minimise travel around the region if you can, and if you are going to be out driving, please keep an eye out for hazards.
Thank you for your time. Northland Civil Defence spokesperson Zach Wood speaking to us from Ruakaka. 18 minutes to midday. Well, the Bay of Plenty also received significant rainfall. Roads have been closed. The train derailed at Te Puke, as we said. We were talking earlier to the Transport Minister about that. And we've seen a house at least collapsed in a landslide and pushed onto the road. Alicia Evans is a local democracy reporter in Tauranga with Sun Live. Kia ora, Alicia.
Kia ora.
Whereabouts are you and what is happening?
So I'm in Omokoro, so that's a kind of little township east of Tauranga. At the moment, you know, we're pretty lucky. The rain has stopped. There's another warning for Wednesday. But since Friday in the region, there's been 185 millimetres of rain. So it's just been completely inundated.
Just remind us of the impacts in Tauranga and the scale of flood damage in parts of the city.
Yes, so in Te Puke, you've got number 4 road, the bridge has been washed out. There's 30 families there that are sort of isolated, stuck in their homes. The council's working on some temporary solutions. They're either looking at a temporary bridge or using some private land to try and get access for these people. There's no real solution happening there for another couple of days. In Mangatapu, a family, like you were saying before, they completely lost their home. This home's been shunted onto the street. Their pets are still missing. They're staying with family. And another 20 homes on the street have actually been evacuated as well. So they're all sort of staying with friends and family and unsure when they'll be able to head back to their homes. Plenty of slips around the region, lots of local roads that have been closed or had a slip and there's damage. State Highway 29 between Waikato and Tauranga, that was closed from Saturday morning until last night. So, yeah, plenty of damage and people affected by the rain and flooding.
There must have been a lot of questions about that train derailment at Te Puke. The Transport Minister this morning advising us that it may have been slips that were the cause, but people must have a lot of questions about that, Alicia.
Yes, from the photos I've seen, it sort of looked like the track had kind of washed away from like flooding and things. The track is still damaged. The train's actually still sitting there. They haven't been able to remove it yet, and so that trunk line, the eastern trunk line, is closed. Yeah, there were 10 wagons that derailed. The crew were uninjured and it was carrying logs and pulp. So that sort of ended up all through the paddock nearby. And yeah, I'm not sure, they haven't got a definitive reason as to why it's happened. But to me, it sort of looked like a lot of flooding and water around the track.
And of course, we've seen a lot of festivals, unfortunately, the Elton John concerts, both of them cancelled, but many other regional festivals cancelled at a time where people were really just embracing things again, unfortunately. Which ones have affected your neck of the woods, Alicia?
Yes, so One Love was a big one that was meant to happen in the Wharepai domain in Tauranga Central. This is the second year, or maybe even third, I think, they've had to cancel, so the organisers will be pretty gutted. You had lots of vendors ready to go, and they've all had to, you know, try and sell their food elsewhere, and lots and lots of people just unable to attend. I think a lot of the acts were stuck in Auckland with all that bad weather as well.
It's been a brutal summer for parts of the country, it really has, and never so brutal as this past few days. Thanks very much for your time, Alicia Evans, who is a local democracy reporter in Tauranga with Sun Live.